Welcome to my mom's podcast. Amen.
Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to the Claim Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host and feminine embodiment coach, and my superpower is helping single, successful women like you to attract and keep committed masculine men, not through cheap tricks and gimmicks and manipulation techniques, but with real, sustainable changes from the inside out. And I look forward to helping you get there through this podcast, through this content on the podcast, through my interviews with guests, clients, and experts in various fields of embodiment and dating and evolutionary psychology and relationships. We're also going to talk about fashion and makeup and lifestyle and all these beautiful things that make us feminine essence women come to life. And you'll also be hearing some solo episodes where I come to share some valuable insights and actual information that you can take into your dating life today. All right, let's begin. Let me tell you why luck, bad luck or good luck has nothing to do with the men that you are attracting into your life and you're meeting. In fact, good luck or bad luck or luck in general has nothing to do with what is happening in your life right now in all areas. But because I am Anna Rova and I help single successful women attract committed masculine men, I'm all about dating and relationships. Today we talk about luck and what it has to do or what it doesn't have to do precisely with the men that you're meeting. And so while I do not believe in luck that much, I believe that there's a very small element of, you know, you can call it serendipity or the universe or whatever. Like I do believe that things happen for a reason, right? Like when you meet certain people, you attract something in your life. But for me personally, it doesn't have to do much with luck. And I'll explain to you why, because luck is something that is out of your control, right? And if we rely on luck, I'm just not lucky. I mean, look, when it comes to men and dating and relationships, maybe this is going to be a huge aha moment for you. This is not a lottery. Honestly, this is not a lottery. And everything that happens to you in life is not a lottery, because everything around you and the men that you're attracting are actually a mirror of who you are deep down inside. And you always are attracting your equal. Now, I'm known for asking provocative questions and maybe challenging your mindset and your worldview. And I believe that a good coach or a person who you follow should do that, should challenge your mindset and your worldview. And a lot of the clients that I work with in my program, a lot of the times they get quite triggered or there might be some resistance. And that's a good thing, because if you want me to just tell you, oh, it's just bad luck, honey, just keep doing what you're doing and everything, you know, just trust. And I'm like, nothing's going to happen. If you want different results, you need to make some different actions, right? And so I'm here to provide you with some tough love and the reality of things. And the reality of things is that luck has nothing to do with the men that you're attracting. And so if you're a woman right now who's, you know, having a challenging dating life, I'm going to ask you three questions right now. And this idea of luck came from a masterclass that I've done yesterday. And I'll tell you why, because I'm going to ask you right now three questions and I want you to write them down. So pause this video as you're watching this, or if you listen to the podcast, pause this and ask yourself these questions right now. Number one question is, what is the pattern that you're seeing in your dating life or your relationship dynamic with men that you would like to change? Obviously, you're here because you want some different results. You want to change your dating dynamic. So what is that pattern that you're seeing that's not working for you, right? It can be that, you know, men are, you're attracting emotionally unavailable men. Maybe nothing goes forward beyond one or two dates for you. Maybe you've been attracting men who just want sex, who are ghosting you. Or maybe you're attracting really weak men who you don't feel attracted to. So whatever the pattern is, just write it down, okay? Number two, provocative question for you that you might have never thought about is, how are you mirroring that pattern? So I'll ask again, How are you mirroring that pattern? What inside of you is mirroring that pattern, and why are you attracting these types of men? You see, in my work, I don't give you texting guides or some techniques, seduction techniques or gimmicks to wrap him around your finger. No, I believe, and truly this has been my experience, the experience of so many women that I coach and work with, is that all the men that you're attracting, that pattern is telling you something. Because guess what? The common denominator in all of these men who are ghosting you, who are emotionally unavailable, who are weak, they are reflecting back to you how you feel about yourself, what is your belief about your self-worth, whether you feel attractive or not, whether you deep down believe that you're good enough to attract amazing men. And my sense is that if you're watching this video, we got to work on all of these things. And so I'll give you an example. If you're attracting emotionally unavailable men who ghost you, who are only interested in sex, who are not available for intimacy, you got to ask yourself, how are you mirroring that? How might you be emotionally unavailable, right? If you're attracting men who are weak, right, who don't have their life together, and you are, let's say, a successful woman, ask yourself, how might you be mirroring that? What is a fear deep down inside that you have about yourself? How might you be weak or not have your shit together? Now, if you're a successful woman and attracting weak men, then that might be an issue of polarity, but that's a different video. Right now, just think about what is your pattern and then ask yourself, how might you be mirroring that, okay? Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
Now, last question. This is where we talk about luck. Last question is quite profound and very provocative. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and sit with that question and see what comes up for you. What is underneath that pattern, and how are you mirroring that? What is actually not about, what is below the surface and what is at the bottom of this pattern for you? I want you to answer this question. And so, for example, if you're attracting emotionally unavailable men who are afraid of commitment, run away, blah, blah, you might ask yourself, how might I be emotionally unavailable? You know, a lot of women on the surface, they talk about, I'm ready for a relationship. I don't understand why he's not coming. I'm the full package. And I look at her and I'm like, what kind of men you're attracting? Those who ghost you, those who only sext you, you know, who are not available. So that tells me that, yes, you might be the full package on the outside, but deep down inside, you're still struggling with self-esteem issues, right? you still feel that you're not worthy for a great man. So that's what's underneath that. But on my masterclass yesterday, when I asked this woman, so she's struggling with the same thing, and I asked her, what do you think is underneath? And she just wrote, bad luck. And I'm like, that to me rang a bell that, you know, knowing what I know and knowing what I do and the transformation that women have once they start working on their beliefs about men in a very embodied way, nothing to do with luck. Because, you know, there's this concept of, and by the end of the masterclass, she understood that. Since I was a little girl, I always had this, and maybe, you know, that's why I have such a, I evoke so much energy and pull, even from you, if you're watching. I always, and because of my life circumstance, I always believed in radical self-responsibility. I always had really strong boundaries. I knew what I wanted, and I didn't know, and I had, you know, life wasn't good to me in the first, say, 17 years. I mean, the first 8 years, it was good to me. And then my mom passed away in a tragic accident when I was 8. And after that, I was left with an emotionally unavailable father who then married a stepmother, like a real evil stepmother. I was emotionally and physically abused and all of that. And so throughout that process, I really held strong to my boundaries. And, you know, then I went to college and stuff like that. And I always had this belief in me of radical self-responsibility. And I teach all of my clients that because, and you can call it law of attraction as well. You know, personal growth is all about that. When are you going to take radical self-responsibility for everything that's happening in your life, but especially what's happening with men? Because if you believe that that's bad luck, then you're just going to sit there and wait for things to happen to you. And I don't believe in that. You know, I believe that, of course, not everything is in my control, but I believe that I can do something, change my internal belief system about myself, about men, about relationships, so that I can attract the men that I desire. And if I do not attract the men that I desire, through the law of attraction, you can say, then that means that something inside of me, whether I'm not ready, whether my belief system is not a healthy one, whether I don't feel like I'm good enough to attract amazing men in my life. So it has nothing to do with luck. So I want you to remember that. And I want you to think about, how can I take radical self-responsibility in my life for the people that I'm, for the men that I'm attracting? If you are tired and frustrated and burned out with your dating dynamics and the men that you're attracting, it's time to look in the mirror. It's time to look in the mirror and say, why am I attracting these types of men? Because there's always a reason. Because again, you're always attracting your equal in terms of emotional availability, in terms of how ready are you for a relationship, right? So, and that's what my work is all about. I love nothing more, and this is my passion and obsession. That's why I do this work, than helping women really realize what is at the bottom of this for you. Because if you're attracting weak men, the question is not whether this is good luck or bad luck. The question is, how willing are you to look in the mirror and to actually look at the truth of why is that happening? So I think that's it for today. I hope this was helpful and inspiring. And I really truly believe that this is, I mean, this is not bad news, right? I mean, I don't want you to feel that something's broken or so. All of this is fixable. That's the good news, you know, and that's the work that I do. That's why I'm so excited. But I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you the three questions, and I'm going to leave you with the idea that it's nothing to do with luck. You have everything that you need to shift and transform inside of you. And that's these are the good news, and this is where the transformation happens. All right, this is Anna Rova, and I shall see you. Where shall I see you? I shall see you on the next episode. All right, bye. All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.